Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
All right. 8:32 in the Namibia's Heart and Soul. The NSK and Shaquan, your favorites in the yellow herald, is on your radio, but not alone. We've got KP Illis in the studio. What's happening, player?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
It's good to have you here, bud.
Mm-hmm. It's been a minute. You guys renovated. These are same lights I put in my studio. I like it.
Look at this.
I caught that.
So check this out, bruv. You know what I mean? The DSTV Content Creator Awards. It's an exciting platform that was now created. Shaquan is over the moon. You know what I mean? There's debates about the categories.
Yeah.
Who should win? Who should not win? Who did what? Who did that? Mm-hmm. Talk to us about this year's edition, Peter.
So it's the first one.
The first one.
Myself, Carlos, and Zulu, we got together and said, this is something that we have to do for a previously disadvantaged industry.
Come on.
Overlooked.
Yeah.
And then we set out to look for a sponsor. And in South Africa, it's already sponsored by DSTV.
So we just thought,
you know, let's get the synergy there. DSTV is all about pushing local content, especially with all the things they're doing on Showmax with their movies, their local movies, etc.
So
we got together with DSTV, we put our heads together and gave birth to a baby.
How excited are you about the first edition ever, though? And also, compared to all the other awards that we've had in this industry, what is going to be different about yours?
Okay, me, I'm super excited and I'm just tired. We've been up and down.
It's the last stretch, actually.
That's the game.
But I think the difference with these awards is you can really see that the public did everything. Everything was done by the public. We made sure it's not a popularity contest in terms of allowing people to enter. We vetted people. So you that has a million followers but posts once, you weren't allowed to enter over someone with 2,000 followers but consistently posts. And then from there, we left it open to the public. The public nominated, the public voted as well. And it's surprising because the people with the large amount of followers, they didn't campaign like
as much.
Like people would. So
like the people with the least amount of followers.
So you would be surprised by some of the winners.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, like, between NSK and I, I'm the one that's overly invested in our content creating space. I talk about people with him and he's like, who is that? I'm like, how don't you know that person,
that's,
right?
That's his stuff.
What are we looking to do going forward with this awards in this industry?
So what we're looking to do is firstly reward that industry. That industry, now everything revolves around content creation. If you want your music to blow, you don't drop good music videos anymore. You drop little content pieces on social media. And these people make them go viral. With movies, the same thing. People do voiceovers for movies. So the plan is to first reward them. Secondly, we had the workshop, so the plan was to upskill them.
We had
people from Bipa speaking about intellectual property. We had people from the music industry speaking about copyright. We had people from DSTV speaking about how to get your movies on Showmax, why some people's things aren't on Showmax, what you may or may not understand, the business of branding, etc., 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 the equipment in content creation, the best things you can do. And we had professionals who have been in this industry doing this thing for a long period of time. So the plan was to also upskill them and then bring them together with the corporates. We want every brand sponsor, every sponsor that's sponsoring an award, to do something more with the content creator.
The actual winner.
Yes. If you win best dance, then Coca-Cola must talk take you for 6 months and say, do something for us.
Come on.
What's the level, David? That's what we're talking about. That really makes me happy, man. As a patriotic Namibian, and an activist in this industry,
and still cash prize also.
And still cash prize.
Yeah. So we are trying to make our, a few of our sponsors have already committed to say, this person will be our person for the next 12 months or for the next 6 months, or we'll try something for 3 months. That's aside from them definitely getting their cash prize and something in addition to that.
Wait, speaking of the cash prize, every category has a cash prize.
The only one we're not giving a cash prize to is best corporate not corporate social responsibility, the company that best content creating corporation.
Oh, okay.
To that one, we're giving, because we have our own studio, Freak Studios. Mm. So we're giving away $30,000 worth.
Not an industrial, right?
Yeah. So we're giving away $30,000 worth of, like a package, an advertising package. Yeah. Because it might be unfair to give them the cash prize.
I mean, it's a whole corporation,
they used,
bro,
NSK and you for the content.
Yeah.
Then it's a little bit unfair if they're getting there and then you guys are not. So we rather do that. Yeah. And then the people that they use for those campaigns, hopefully they continue with those people and spend that 30,000 on those people.
No, we're here, bro.
Wow.
Talk to us about it was this Saturday, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah.
Talk to us about this Saturday. Is there a theme? You know what I mean?
He's even asking me because he has full faith in me. I know this.
You know
things.
What I mean? Yeah. You know, is it the blue ocean? That you must fetch marbles from Seychelles.
You can wear blue.
You can wear color blue.
The carpet will be blue.
CJ.
But we have performance. We have we have a lot in store.
Look at him, bro. Like I saw that smile, bro.
Same,
like, you know
same.
What I mean? There's really something coming this Saturday.
Because there's a category that's very special to me, which obviously Song of the Year, and I am very happy that the actual Song of the Year won the category.
But you guys are done already now with the counting, everything, set and go.
It's been audited. For us, the nice thing is it's super transparent because we have a system, so you can count on the system. Anyone can reflect on the system. We can go back to the system. It's a computer system. It just spits out numbers.
There's
no way to manipulate it. It just spits out what the numbers are. There's no way to kind of edit that.
All right. For the audience itself, that want to maybe go jump in and also see their favorite content creators, maybe rub shoulders, is it open to the public? What are those tickets? Talk to us about
it. It's open to the public. The tickets are $150. You can get them at eTickets. But also, we will make sure our happy partners will be giving away a lot of tickets.
A lot of tickets.
Because our friends at Namib Mills, because we approached them and told them, guys, this is the first one, and they were able to jump on really late, but they said, we're just gonna buy a whole bunch of tickets and y'all give them to the people. So we have a lot of tickets to give away. You guys should stay tuned to Fresh.
Confirm performers? Not yet. Okay.
Because if I confirm the one performer, then you know too much.
Are you a man? Wait, are you gonna perform?
I can't.
I know he'll be running around behind the scenes.
You know, creative director. I'm get it. There's someone on our WhatsApp line that says that, wow, KP is so well spoken. Something about a black king. Do you get what I mean?
Did they say something about a black king, or did they stop at well spoken?
They stopped there, but I finished.
Text again at black king, my friend.
That's what I said. This is me.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but KP, man, this is a great platform that you guys have created. And I think the one thing that I need to commend you and the team on, you guys came out of nowhere with this. One. Two, you recognize an industry that you yourself is also in, and also something that we've been needing for the longest of time. I was telling NSK this earlier this morning that just the Namibian, even YouTubers in general, they are sitting on our necks with content, and we're here for it. Even the quality has improved so much. I had a couple of just check-ins here and there with some of the people that attended the masterclass. There's so much that they also took away from it. So thank you for this platform to you and your team. Everything has looked really just very well organized. You guys have a nice budget, ne?
We really don't. No. From in the beginning, we were running on faith.
Yeah.
We're so happy that DSTV jumped on board and assisted. You know, they have their power.
100%.
But
in the beginning, we were very, very willing to just do this thing. And also, that's the thing, it's the first one. There will be categories added next year, there might be categories removed. It's you talk have to get your feet wet first. So definitely we want to add some more categories. I would love to add things like, but this is just for maybe Instagram Song of the Year, TikTok Song of the Year. You would, and the nice thing is we try to divide creators, so we have best content creator and emerging creator. Someone with 5,000 followers competing with someone with 500,000.
Even
with tourism, travel and tourism, we did best travel and tourism. That one, names like the Twinfluencers come up. But then we also did best emerging.
Because
there are people who are doing it out of their own pocket, not getting sponsored. Yeah. So you know, we should give those people the same platform. Song of the year, there's no emerging song of the year.
There is.
You have to
every man and woman for himself.
Yeah.
KP, thank you so much for your time, Bruta. We wish you all the best. And we're looking forward to the distribution of those tickets made possible by Namib Mills.
First stop, I mean, it's not even first stop. I mean, we're obviously going to be there. So,
yeah. We need you guys there.
Awesome, Liva, man.
Thank you, guys.
We wish you all the best. We will be keeping an eye. We'll continue the conversations, obviously. That's on Namibia's Heart and Soul, and keep hyping it up. So you get your ticket. If not, you might get the ticket on Namibia's Heart and Soul as well. Cool. 8:43. That's your time. We've got Chris Brown lined up, and then we will have a conversation as gents coming together in a meeting with the K Goodness, Empathy King, Kavi.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.